It's the time to get down.
Yes! Good morning! In full effect.
The gremlins are in the machines.
Good morning! It's that time, y'all. Time to get busy. Time to get live. Good morning! It's time for morning coffee. Come on!
Be cool, just move with the groove. No funk in here, the beat way too smooth. Let's just do what we came to do. Just vibe with it,
vibe with it,
vibe with it. Be cool, just move with the groove.
Let's
go, in here, the beat way too smooth. Let's just do what we came to do. Just vibe with it.
Come on!
Unleash the verbal blessing, politics with verbal lessons. So kick back, chill, relax, and learn a lesson. No 9mm, no heaters, it's with the Wesson. You'll find this rhyme secure without question. Timeless vibe with time without weapons. And groove with the music in the smooth session. This timeless vibe with time without weapons.
What's happening, cat?
The beat to me like sap to a tree. You send me the rap happens to set me free. Instantly when the mic touch this MC. Without the mic this MC feel empty. I'm telling y'all, it's the lyrical recipe. Lyrical ecstasy, hearing no less from me. I accept and expect no less than the best. And inject intellect without disrespect.
Come on. That's right, this is out of body heat. Get ready for morning coffee, y'all. You know how we do it. Get your coffee. Get your brand muffins. Get your fresh fruit. Get those scrambled eggs. That's right, whatever you're sipping on. Get that bagel. That's right, get your coffee, your juice. Hey, whatever you're smoking on. Those unfiltered camels. Those illegal Cubans. Come on and share it with us.
Get it and realize that you in it and you're finished. Don't dream diminish. See, I play the season. Y'all play the scrimmage. I speak with reason. Y'all hip to image. But I believe the dream has no limits. I believe that the whole reason we live it. But they don't get it, they like it's not right, is it? No visit, hip-hop, here to stay, no shit. We gonna get it, new improved music. Move, groove with it, choose who can give it.
I smack rap, get up.
I throw hard like Dick, get the skinny clothes.
Time to get vertical. Time to get vertical. I wanna see feet hitting the floor. I wanna see bodies moving.
Got so much cut in the rap, I should pack the fat roll. Y'all should kick back, relax, and just roll. Roll with me,
vibe with me.
Roll with me, vibe with me. Roll with me,
yeah, yo.
Vibe with me.
If I bang dead, just come on and vibe with me.
Cool, be cool, just move with the groove. No funk in here, the beat way too slow.
Let's just do what we came to do.
Just vibe.
Let's just do what we came to do. Just
come on, come on, be cool. Yeah. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Morning Coffee. You know, we just getting settled in, and this is the show that comes to you live from Los Angeles, California, from View Park, right next to Leimert Park. Like we like to say, we may not be in the ghetto, but we can see the fence. Giving you that unique neo-urban view. Remember, we are part of the revolution. We are two brothers streaming live to you 24/7, 365 days a year. That's Pack Stereo TV coming to you from Los Angeles. Go check us out. PackStereo.tv is my playground where you can go and watch everything. PackStereo.club is our online community where besides watching, you can build your own profile and promote yourself. PackStereo.mobi is our special setup for the tablets and the phones to save you money. We're live, and we do it all the ways you need it. We're also streaming on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Blog Talk. Also, Shoutcast Radio simulcasting. Wow. If anything, we are out there. We want to thank you for being part of it. Again, welcome to Morning Coffee. Let's give this a little... Yeah. I know. Hey, for those of you who were here yesterday, I know, thank you. Got to fix that. For those of you here yesterday, the show was canceled yesterday morning because I have to regularly attend chemotherapy with a friend of mine. And I bring this up only because, as it turns out, when you talk to people, so many of us, if we're not dealing with issues of health ourselves or dealing with the health of our loved ones, so I just bring it up so that we can all, I guess, kind of bond in our union over dealing with family members.
Yeah.
So many, like I said, so many of us have to deal with family members or friends. And so I have a friend who gets chemo, and when she gets chemo, I told her when she first started getting chemo, and she was worried about it, concerned about the show. And I said, you know what? As much as I love this, there's no show more important than you. There's no show more important than your health. There's no show more important than Vic's health or Miko's health. None of that.
True.
We have our priorities straight. So we make time and we make room and we make effort for our loved ones. So.
Yes, sir.
Just so you know, so we also found out that next week, Monday's show will also be canceled because guess what? I have to go back for a special session.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that too. All right, you guys. Now, today is Tuesday. It's a special day at PAX Stereo TV, for those of you who don't know, because it is the Triple Banger Tuesday. That means that tonight at 7 o'clock p.m., we're going to have the DJ Miko Quiet Storm pre-show, which we call Musical Foreplay. And it's going to be hot. Actually, we're trying to find out if Miko's going to make it. There's you know, there's some last-minute stuff that happened. Okay, let me just tell you the tentative schedule. At 8 o'clock, we're supposed to join Miko for the Quiet Storm. And that's already out there and planning our special autumn theme for tonight. So you're going to tune in. It's be nice and cozy. And then at 10 o'clock, we're supposed to have the I Victor. But everybody, you got to say say a little prayer thanks today. Because Miko yesterday left here and got into a car accident.
Yeah.
So Vic, tell him a little bit about what's happening with Miko.
Well, she's doing okay, and it is, you know, it's one of those things where you're leaving out, and we talk about it all the time. You know, I'm not trying to slam anybody, but I said one of the scourges that's out there is that you got to be careful of people who are, you know, drinking behind the wheel. So here she is, you know, going north, somebody's coming south, or she's going south, somebody's coming north, making a left turn, but they're coming towards you and veer towards her head on.
Wow.
And so she basically had to swerve. They were temporarily what they called the hit and run, where they're trying to get away. So here she is, the car's less than a week old. She purchased and already
brand new, already, new to her.
Already the insurance companies are going, well, time to hike those rates, right? And
they don't like that.
And the most important thing, I know
they
the
think you're involved thing, in a scam or
thank
something.
You. That's the first
that's
thing.
The big thing that, that's the first thing they go
first
to.
First thing. But the most important thing is she is all right, unhurt, and of course the person that they got actually had a felony conviction, DUI, doesn't have a license, the whole nine yards. So it's one of those things that the health and welfare is first, and a vehicle is just metal and an engine, so don't sweat over it too much. So basically that's what happened. So we're hoping that she will be here uninterrupted, but take care of her personal situations like that first, and then have her checkup, because you know shock treatment from a car accident can come later.
Well, depending on what actually hit, the muscle pains
right
tend to settle in after a while, usually after about 24 hours or so.
Right.
You can start to experience increasing muscle pains.
Yeah.
So that does happen too. So now that wasn't just her, you know, our own Candace Renee Rice.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out, okay, what's happening. But we're going to see if she's going to be here tonight or not.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
also has had some difficulty. You know, we had a concept in our day that we called struggle buggy. Now, I think it was Vic.
It's me.
Vic is the one, because Vic had car trouble for like 7 years.
It was like.
And we were like, give up on the car.
Yeah, Grim Reaper.
So he had a nickname, struggle buggy. Struggle buggy, because his car was always jacked up.
Not just one car. Routine.
Right, whatever car you got.
Struggle.
It's going to be jacked up.
You know what? Blessings. The insurance companies are going, we just going to charge your ass up. They had a field day with me, man.
Now, auto insurance, another one of the big scams of the day. We'll talk about it at a different time.
Yeah.
But that kind of day. Also, continuing news that's going on about the attacks in Paris.
Yeah.
The innocent civilians who are caught up in all of these things.
Yeah.
And our prayers and condolences go out to all the family and friends of people who have lost folks. Mac has been also lamenting and sad because he's talking about how much he had 2 years in Paris where he studied at the Sorbonne.
Yes.
And so he's talking about the Paris. And so, and then other people were bringing up how it's good to be concerned about these things, but let's also remember that people are dying all around the world.
Yeah.
And they brought up the issues of people dying in other places, all part of the, some of the, part of the same political issues in Beirut. People who are all over the continent of Africa.
True that.
So it's just a bad day. And again, we say our prayers go out to the innocents. In all wars and conflicts, there are innocents that are involved. And that's part of the problem with war.
Yeah.
So our prayers go out to them.
Yeah.
New stuff coming up, you guys. You know, like we said, expanded programming. Again, for those of you who don't know, big adjustments in my own life as I am transitioning, as it appears, from one career into another career. So we'll let you know more about those in the upcoming days. But let's just say...
Porn industry?
They call me the painless pole. They just you call me painless.
Yeah, you coming... You,
for sure.
You about to, painless. You about to bring the wrath, bro?
Yeah, I'm about to, you know. Release the Kraken.
There you go.
Release the Kraken.
All right.
So, more stuff coming. And another thing, me dealing with... I have back issues. I'm dealing with the back issues, working on that. So, it's good while I'm in the chair. But, like, everybody's dealing with stuff. I'm becoming an excellent chair dancer. So... Now, other announcements, you guys. Expanded programming within the Meerkat and Periscope community. Thanks to some online folks. Again, very small community. There was a video. I think it had 40 views. 40 views. 40s. About a guy showing how to stream. Live, you know, stream.
Yeah.
Multi-cameras.
Right.
On Periscope.
Hmm.
And, of course, other people wouldn't care, but I saw it, paid good attention to it, and then went and watched it, and it was so zen in his approach. So I can tell you, this morning, as of this morning, and hi there, Periscope, we are streaming for the first time in horizontal format. Our full multicam broadcast is streaming right now, Periscope. And so what's happening, Periscope? Thank you for being there. Yeah, Periscope, they're all over there, and so it's part of what we're doing. Expanded programming. We got the Meerkat, we got the Periscope.
Yeah.
And Vic, so it's working so far.
It looks good, man. I like it.
Getting it up there. Very, yeah. Very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Very soon. Okay, now, Vic, this weekend.
Yes, sir. You know what's up, don't you?
That's right. Tell them about what's happening this weekend.
You know what?
Something special.
Yeah, we got to. First thing we got to do is honor that wonderful hostess, that dedicated lady, that special lady who's been in Ride or Die with us here at PAX Stereo, her special day, her blessings for being in existence, her birthday, Miko Williams, on the 21st, this Saturday. We are honoring and celebrating her along with the combination effort of Ship of the Rising Sun Fusion Band is going to be here live performing, adopting that courtyard performance, and it seems like a marriage made in heaven because Miko loves music, she loves celebration, she loves for people and share that with her favorite friends, close friends. And this is a, I hate to say it, because it's true, VIP guests. The guests coming here are VIP.
These I saw people, are close, yeah, I saw close people were sending you
yeah,
notices.
Yeah.
Attempted to RSVP.
Yeah.
Now, was everybody who attempted to RSVP actually invited? Some of those people.
Wait a minute,
man. I saw some RSVPs and I was like, are they invited?
Wait a minute.
I mean, it's cool. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying I saw some RSVPs to go unmentioned.
Well, I'm going to tell you
and
this.
And I just said, are they invited?
I'm telling you this. There are people waiting for your personal invitation. I know that much.
Some of them will be waiting.
You can't do that, man.
They'll be waiting.
They are waiting for you to extend your hand. Personally,
okay, some of them I will, especially after consulting with Vic.
That's cold. No, man, no,
I'm bad. Everybody knows that I'm living the hole, Grizzly Adam.
No,
I live in the hole, so I gotta get, I will extend those invitations to turn day.
Right.
Today, I will extend those invitations because it's Saturday.
Right.
Big old birthday party. We trying to plan the food and the stuff now.
Look, you know what we're doing? And we're showing you that we enjoy, we literally enjoy pulling this off as it's a real venture with not a lot of overhead. Because we've done this before, but this is a little bit different because... You know, we've done the birthday thing stream before.
And we did Phil Perry's
right.
birthday.
We've done this. But
My birthday, your birthday.
But this is going to be different because there's a lot more going on that we're going to do while it's going on. And I think the message we're sending is that it's more about the fun and people collectively coming together than just the platform itself, because the platform works itself out. So... Just letting everybody know, RSVP, VIP guests, people who are coming and attending, three things is going to happen. One, you will be on camera. It will be uploaded.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. If you come in here, you're on camera.
Featured. Two, have fun and celebrate. And three, if you have time, pull out those smart devices, cell phone, capture the moment, even stream it live. That's the guests that we're inviting, those who would like to participate, have fun, and really make this celebration a wonderful one for Ship of the Rising Sun, as well as for Miko. Make it special, because I think technically this is our last PAX Stereo Live regular, what we call 2015 of the year, unless we do a holiday special.
Right. We're actually working on that holiday schedule.
You're right.
Getting that all sorted out. But right, we got plans for a lot of things coming up, but this will be our last scheduled event for the year.
Yeah.
But there'll be other events coming.
Right.
They're just not scheduled yet. We're going to do some stuff all through the holidays, probably some expanded program. We just haven't made up our minds.
You've been put on notice anyway. Kimberly Lola is landing here from Hawaii in December. She's saying, you know, y'all gonna do something while I'm in town versus what are you guys doing as a show during that period? So we could do whatever we
can. We can, Kimberly. Yeah. I just wonder, you know, who's gonna round up the folks? Yeah, because we can certainly throw an event with Kimberly.
Yes, right.
Kimberly would, you know, coming in would need to round up all her San Diego compadres.
There you go.
Get them all over here.
That's right.
So that part is good too.
Yeah.
All right. So today we got the full complement. We got the hot picks. We got the new sports.
Yes.
And also, yesterday, over the weekend, I was able to catch up with the work that was backed up. Victor went down to L.A. Art Walk and did some things at L.A. Art Walk.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can show you a piece of it.
Okay.
At PAX. If you want to see it, you go to PAXstereo.tv. Remember, that's my playground, and you can go down.
Or PAXstereo.com.
Or PAXstereo.com.
Yeah.
You can see it. Actually, we make it so you can watch it everywhere.
Yeah.
So Vic was doing some, you know, some selfie stuff. Here's a little bit of that. I don't just like that view. Well, tell them what we're seeing.
This is the area where I call it the launching point south, where you come in on Spring Street and the vendor trucks are set up. It's a combination of the food area and vendors. They combine it. And there are two ends. There's a north and south end. So, you know, the first thing you want to launch into this journey to get your food on. So I went to the very first stop, which is the vendor trucks.
Right, got your food on, right?
Right, you get your food on.
Way to go, brother, way to go.
That's it, and then you take it out and go to your destination.
All right, peeps, here I am. I did my gallery tour. I did my photos for the featured art.
Man, they were standing around your neck. They still wear them?
That's
archive jewelry.
For some samples. I will be bringing you a slideshow of some other features.
What is that
features.
From? What year is that?
Artist
65.
Showing Paul Juno, Miriam Jackson, and a few others. Now I'm on the street. It's time to get back on the street. So I'm in part two of Food Truck City. In other words, at opposite ends of this whole showing, this is the miniature food truck city.
Wow, what's happening, Periscope? They're tuning in, taking a look.
That's cool, man. Oh, this is LA Art Walk, you guys. Vic went down there. He goes down. Vic, it's every month, right?
Every month. Every second Thursday of the month. And it's a combination of all types of stuff, man. It's not just gallery art showing. Music, DJs, radio stations are down there, of course. Live art. All of that is taking place down here. So, for me, the jumping off point is getting the energy. Now, of course, the photo slideshow is really featuring, here's the art being recognized. And then, of course, you send that out to those particular artists to let them know that you appreciated what they've done. And the whole message for the art showing was really about Mexican culture. This is about the street scene, the food, the arts and creative ways of how you come about partaking in the venture that it's opened up, man. It's just... It goes
love
to an to art
celebrate
walk.
Celebrate Mexican culture.
It is. That's the part where I enjoy
like
it a lot.
Like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Growing up here in Los Angeles, Mexican culture is part of the everyday experience. And I grew up experiencing that on a daily way. So back in our day, we used the term Chicanos.
Yeah.
But Mexican culture is so much a part of the fabric here in Los Angeles that you got to have it. In other words, I use salsa 10 times as much as I use ketchup, okay?
Right.
It ain't even close, okay?
Right.
So you got to do it. Now, Vic shot some photos down there. I get the distinct pleasure to make slideshow animations out of all the photos that Vic shoots. We kind of slide into these roles around here, and this is one of my cherished roles. I look forward to making the slideshow animations, and every time that Vic goes out and shoots any significant numbers of photos, those are made into a slideshow animation. So I want you to take a look at the latest slideshow animation, and then we'll be right back. If you want to see it, go to packstereo.com, our portal, because at our portal, I always use our latest slideshow animation as the opening greeting video. That occurs in our portal, packstereo.com. And here we go. We'll be right back. Take a look.
Tell me why are you just waiting for the curtain, no place quite like home. So you sold your voice for sudden risk to gain a human soul. Through a hole you're in her garden, queen takes you as a pawn. You were never ugly, daughter, all this time you've been a swan. A swan, a swan, a swan, a swan, a swan, a swan, a swan. What are you waiting for?
Tell me why can't you wake up? You languish trapped in your abyss.
Tell me why can't you wake up?
Tell me why can't you wake up?
Tell me why
are you just waiting for his kiss?
Say out of body heat. That's right, latest photo slideshow animation. If you go to paxtail.com, that's the greeting video.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah.
Hey man, can I ask you a question? I didn't do my normal, let me give you my hip hop news of the day, but I want to get your feelings on Charlie Sheen.
I don't know enough about the story yet. Even though in general, medically, you know, what happens is, it depends what type of HIV. Let me tell you what happens, basically. The men who get it all try to claim, and I don't know that it's even important how they got it, right? Is it important?
Yeah.
But they all try to claim that it's because they had excessive amounts of heterosexual sex. Even though, I can tell you, usually, in the United States, if you're becoming up HIV positive, you're on the receiving end of a penis. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? That's the thing. Even though they all try to claim. Now, of course, the people who get it like this are men who are swingers, right?
Yes.
They say they claim to have thousands of women. Well, sometimes swingers get bored and start to really swing in a bunch of other ways, too, which is common for swingers.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
If everybody's swinging around you, sometimes stuff just ends up in you.
Yeah, I guess.
So, that's all I can say. So, I don't know. I'm sorry for anybody who contracts the disease. I got to do a little more research on this. I didn't see the interview. And I was just wondering how comfortable. See, part of the issue I have, too, with HIV today is because we have treatments, it seems like people are letting their guards down.
Right.
In other words, they're not seeing it as a fatal disease.
True. We're
so
relaxing.
They're not behaving. Yeah,
so they're relaxing.
They're relaxing.
I got you.
They're relaxing their stuff because they're going, oh, I can get treatment. And this is just really a dangerous precedent.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be comfortable with the idea of contracting HIV.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that's the issue. People are more comfortable. You know, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's part of the thing. I'll get more on that story, Vic, but I want to come and find out more about it. I certainly wish him well.
I do, too.
You know, the big issue for AIDS, HIV, has to also do with the drug companies and the control of the drugs. This is a big issue that's going on in some countries. We're in India.
Right.
They're making a cocktail. I think you take it once or twice a day.
Right.
And getting way more results for way less money.
Mm.
But it's also drugs that were developed here, and there's a whole issue over the patent.
Right.
As it relates to these drugs. So, but, you know, I'm a leftist, so what can I say?
I'm leaving that in your teacup.
Okay, so we got a thing today. How's everything working, Vic?
Oh, I'm restarting. Just letting everybody know I'm restarting my Meerkat. The streams are dropping out, you guys. It's just doing it on its own. There's some Java updates that's going on. I know in my system, they're long. So I
and you
canceled.
Made sure that you were on this system here.
Oh, yeah,
too,
yeah.
Right?
I'm on the network. That's
okay,
what it is.
Because I always have to check mine because sometimes I come out here and it's still got that network.
It'll switch up. It'll switch up on its own by movement, man. That's the part. So I'm just letting everybody know.
I like that picture. Everybody see that picture with Vic? Look at that, you guys. Take a look at that. Even my people can see that. Look what he's running on. I built that bitch.
You know what? You got to tell
sorry,
them. You got to tell them what you built it.
I built it. I built
right,
that.
So.
I built it. Okay. I mean, I can get a little ego over some things, right? I don't, you know, I kind of keep it in check over the major shit,
right?
But as a geek brother,
right?
I should be allowed
to enjoy it,
to be proud of my system that I designed. Look at that system I designed. Multiple monitors. It's three cascading video switchers. That gives Vic How many selection choices, right, Vic?
About
10.
I use 8, but we have more than that.
Yeah, he uses 8. I give him 2 desktops
that
he can switch. I have control of 5 computers, 2 desktops.
Right.
By that, I mean I have 2 desktops where I'm displaying stuff, and Vic sees those as sources. So that's why you see us show you stuff from YouTube, from all over, because until I designed this bitch. Okay, I'm happy. Geek World. Well, my brother built the cabinetry. I did all the wiring. Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. Hey, Vic, have we ever had a technical serviceman here?
No.
Other than the cable man?
No, not at all.
No, we don't have. I've wired to everything. And then to make it even more of a story, when you take until Vic, show him your setup. Look how complicated that crazy shit is. My buddy Vic, who was the original non-techie, he drives that thing. Take a look at that. My buddy, I built it. I designed it. But Vic drives that thing. Live on the air. While he's live on the air, he's a personality. I told Vic, I said, never, ever again in the history of broadcasting will you ever see this. Ever. Pay close attention. This is a man who's live on the air.
I'm trying to tweet.
Talking to you.
I'm trying to tweet.
Working his own switcher. And not just one switcher, 3 switchers. Live on the air. We are multitasking on steroids. I got 5 computers. I set up every capture, right, Vic? And monitor the capture. Well, Vic Rutz has to initiate things. That's why we have a thing about how we start off the broadcast.
Right.
But we have all these captures going on simultaneously. I have to mix the sound while we're live.
Yep.
Which was a big deal for me because I had to learn to do it PMC with earbuds. You know how engineering people, we don't like to mix with earbuds and headphones and stuff. It's not accurate to us.
Right.
But we learned to work it out. I'm mixing with earbuds, but I got speakers on around me.
True.
So there's a whole different set. So Vic and I just want you guys to know, technical for you, coming to you from Los Angeles. When you wonder what we're running, and people do, my design is a geek technical designer, converted recording studio. It's a converted garage that we converted to a DJ space that later became a converted to a recording studio that's now converted to a broadcast facility with my buddy over there working that machine. Let's give him applause.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, Victor Allen.
Bang, bang.
Driving the mothership. We call it mood control.
Bang, bang.
Someone's funking with the mood.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we got some... we got to get to the visual aids. Because we have to get to the visual aids. And we got some sports stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be coming. Well, okay, well, I just go with the visual aids. Everybody, you ready? You ready for some sports?
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, you know, holler at your boy.
Watch him. That's right, Victor Allen's new sports. The unique fan base, Neil Urban view of sports, unique to this man's mind. Victor Allen, written and directed by Victor, he does this every week. It's a recurring segment of the Morning Coffee with Mario show. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the man the ladies have nicknamed Sexual Chocolate. Rub his head, make a wish. Here's Vic. Yes. Sports, mother.
That's a lot of hollering, man.
Yes.
And you know what? And then I'm going to do this for a reason. Somehow or another, I know some people are probably looking at this camera angle and going, you know, you seem kind of dark. Well, I am. I'm a black man. But there is something going on, so I'm switching over to my secondary camera shot, which is here. Now, it'll take me away from the audio for a little bit, but if you see this shot, this is what I'm doing. And just bear with me, because one of the cameras have a bad feed on it. But I'm going to get into the new sports, man, because, Mario, I watched Monday Night Football.
Man.
And I was...
You know, sometimes I have to turn to basketball.
Well, wait, man. Let me just go through this. I'm watching Monday Night Football. And I'm watching a city that's like going, we're undefeated. And then I stopped and I said, you know what? Back up. So I'm backing up, dude. I'm backing up. I said, forget that it's Monday Night Football. who are the remaining undefeated teams? That's all that matters right now. We could talk about who lost yesterday, but let's talk about who we want to see. And I think maybe destiny is approaching us. So the first thing I start go to is, what will be the baddest quarterback Super Bowl based on two opposite philosophies of how they play? So the first thing that came up with is the names that everybody's assigning to the quarterbacks. Now, all of a sudden, now the media, now I don't know if social media is doing it, but they're giving Tom Brady Psycho Tom. Now, believe me when I say they're overhyping that. But no, wait a minute. Wait, but is it more important that he's undefeated or he's Psycho Tom?
Cheater!
I said so. So wait a minute, man. Wait. So the first thing I went to is Tom Terrific. I said, there's Tom Terrific. It's like he's pulling open his vest, but that's not really Psycho Tom. Because I think there's a subliminal message here. You look behind him. Who's that brother laying behind him at his waist?
Cam Newton.
That's right. Now, go to the next picture. You'll see where I'm going with this. Next picture has Super Cam, and who's behind him? He's laying in waist.
Tom Brady. So they're actually playing up just quarterback versus quarterback.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
This is all me.
You're doing it.
I'm doing it because I'm saying, isn't this the Super Bowl you want to see? Cam Newton undefeated.
I don't want to see the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so what team?
They replaced the Dallas Cowboys.
So wait a minute.
My most hated team.
What team that's performing at such a high level in the AFC you want to see at a high level?
No. They look like they're the shoe-in. I mean, first of all, okay. Anybody undefeated kind of got to be considered as the leader, okay? You're friggin' undefeated.
Okay.
Even though they're a bunch of cheaters, like I said, everybody I know wants to date a woman from New England because they say in New England they don't mind if you cheat.
So
they want to date one.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
So wait
y'all
a minute.
Y'all don't care.
Right. So let me just say this. The message is this to me. Tom Brady can't wear the cape. So if he's wearing the cape, he's wearing what's emblematic of Cam Newton because he's the Superman right now. So I'm saying
Tom Brady is looking like one of the best quarterbacks of all time right now.
Right.
I'm talking in my lifetime, and that's with all the other ones that
I
like.
I know.
He really does, Vic. I have to give it to him. They cheat. Because he's looking like one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, who I'll always think of as a cheater.
Okay, let me just say this. Let me say this. Are you an absolute loyalist? Being loyal?
Hell no. You know.
Do you cheat?
Not cheat.
Did you cheat?
Excuse me. I've never cheated.
Too late.
I've always been faithful and loyal.
Okay, so
always to my woman. Never. I wouldn't even watch sports.
Right.
I would show so much love.
Did you defend your cheating? Did you defend your cheating when it was put upon you?
I did cheat at checkers. I did at Monopoly. And I did defend that.
Okay, so
Monopoly and checkers.
So let me just do this.
Of course, in relationships, I'm like the other men here.
Okay, so
we never cheat.
So
ever.
Who are you more like? And you can scroll up either one. Cam, Super Cam, or Psycho Tom. Who are you more like?
I probably like the black one. Probably. What? Stupid. Mario, you're so stupid.
You know what?
Mario.
So, wait a minute.
I'm probably more like the black cartoon character.
Okay.
Being that I am black.
Not
a scientific term, by the way, but a sociological term.
You know, let me say this. Let me say what I like about what Cam's doing, although it's going to be hard, because Cam is predominantly the power enterprise at Carolina because of what he's doing as a football player.
Yes, sir.
He is bowling over. He is running the
ball. I saw him. He did.
Can he last?
He's like 6'5", 260, 250.
But now here's the second half, Mario. This is the second half of the season. Can he last doing that?
Yeah. Well, he needs to be smarter. He needs to be smarter. But I've seen him do some good slides. I've seen a bunch of good things from the newer guys who know how. It's just that there's some ones who are exceptional.
Right.
Who you forget they can run, that they stay in the pocket so much. Like Bridgewater, right?
Right.
You actually forget how good he can run,
right,
for a minute.
Right.
So we want Cam to be judicious. We don't want, we want Jim, We want Winston, Jameis Winston, to get this. They'll be flipping shit into the flips to the end zone.
We saw that.
That's some
wait,
shit is
wait,
stupid.
Wait a minute.
So Cam is wiser. He's running more judiciously. He's learning how to slide.
Right.
He's sliding more. Right.
Right. Okay. All right. So bottom line is, you're protecting. You have a solution for Cam as he moves forward towards the playoffs. What about Tom Brady? Any weaknesses? Anything he needs to do?
He looks, like I said, he's looked like one of the best quarterbacks.
But did he get
of all time?
But did he get exposed in the New York Giants game? Who they won because New York Giants messed
up. Well, I don't know if he gets exposed.
He got exposed, man.
The team gets exposed. What happens is no quarterback can throw. You could be the best quarterback in the world, right?
Right, right.
But if you're having everybody breathing down your neck,
right,
then you don't get a chance. Okay. Aaron Rodgers is the best example of that, right?
Right.
Because some of these guys, I don't know if it's just me, but even with all these new rules, right?
Right. Right.
We're getting more and more quarterbacks hit, seem like, because even with all these new rules to protect them.
I think you're right. I think you also hit the nail on the head when it comes to how they're preparing around the restrictions of defenses now that can't just go reckless abandon. I understand that. But watching what has happened unfold between a few quarterbacks, we already saw that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a healthy team around him. His players, his go-to guys are not there. So they figured this out. They figured out how to get to him. They said, you don't have receivers that can go long with us. They don't have no speed. So we're going to keep them self-contained. You're going to have to find a way to get to them. And they don't pose a threat. We already looked at what happened with Denver. Everybody knows that Peyton Manning basically is working with so many injuries that he can't even throw the ball down the field. And they figured it out. And he got benched. Understand that. Cincinnati Bengals. I can't figure out what the hell happened yesterday with Dalton. I have no idea what happened with him.
10-6, was that the final score?
Yes. See, at home.
That was so... You guys, at home. I started looking at Modern Family or some of the other stuff. I started cruising around the cable box because
they were booing.
It was a boring game.
Against Houston, who is 3-5, now it's going to be tied. Houston looked like they came to take prisoners. I mean, they had everything covered. I was going, if this is the team that got up for Cincinnati, how come they didn't play this way with the other games?
Amazing that they've had so many offensive issues from a team who did it. And even that's what drove Gary Kubiak out of there, too.
Right.
You know, he had trouble with their offense. They seem to have trouble.
Right.
Defense is not enough, right?
Right.
Denver Broncos, defense is not enough.
Right.
We'll see more.
Right.
You know.
I'm going to give a quick reference to PMC and your Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. It's funny that Ben is coming back as a backup quarterback from the backup quarterback who's injured. So you're rotating injuries. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that patchwork going into the second half of the season. And it looks so bad because Vic is not included in the conversation.
Wait. Is he actually even PMC? Now, you know, I'm assuming you just would be happy to even see playoffs. You're not expecting to actually perform in the playoffs. Because you know, unless you're out of your mind. You know the Pittsburgh Steelers are not that team, right?
They're trying. Okay. Second half push.
Whatever. They're not that team. They have zero chance. Okay. Zero.
You're saying Pittsburgh has zero chance for getting in the playoffs?
No. They'll get to the playoffs because of the way the stuff is set up.
Right.
But that's about it. You know, they're not a legitimate contender to me at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, but it's good to root for them. I like what's happening with Pittsburgh.
But they have almost no. The idea that they're bringing. If Ben is coming back and he's not fully recovered, what does that tell you? The state of their backup, which is Michael Vick.
But the running it. Like I said, I'm kind of a Pittsburgh fan.
Right.
So I'm still rooting for them. And what I like about them, they're a respectable team. We know they don't have all the cogs.
Yeah, of course.
But that's what I like. When you don't have all the cogs, you still come out and play every week, right?
Respect.
They for the respect.
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 You know, at the expense of injury
and poor.
Yeah. Let's go over this. I want to go to what I call the event that everybody knows about. You already know about Ronda Rousey, the whole thing, and how she got what we call the Buster Douglas treatment, for those of you who can go back to Mike Tyson. Yeah, it's easy. What I found to be interesting, there's a, you know, there's a new bad bitch who rules by 1 foot. That's all it takes is 1 foot to turn the tide around from what the machine was doing. If you guys are following Ronda, she had this package of what they call, we're transitioning to you, not over from UFC.
You gotta ask.
Hollywood, commercials, publications, show appearances, everybody was behind her. Then comes Holly Holmes.
The new Holly.
The new bitch.
Okay. The ass. No. The old beat down.
Right. Right.
2 minutes, right?
Right.
Kick the ass. And now she kick her ass.
Right.
Kick her ass in record time.
And sent her to the hospital. It was just form. It's protocol.
Yeah, because once you get your ass kicked, you gotta get checked.
Now here's my check after
your ass whipping.
If you guys ever want to go see this, this is the rare thing that they have to get behind. They got to switch this up, and I don't think they're going to do this. It's been acknowledged that Holly is one of the first to be hold a title champion in boxing, and now UFC. Nobody's been able to do that. And I was having a conversation with somebody saying, you know, the ultimate. Badass, male or female, is going to be the UFC or MMA champion who becomes a champion in boxing, or the boxing champion outright comes over to UFC MMA and becomes a champion. We're waiting for that, and I didn't think it was going to come for a while.
Well, I don't know if that's so true, because I don't see, to me, Vic, it follows the money, right?
Right.
Because hasn't mixed martial arts, hasn't that actually served? I don't know what the numbers are.
Oh, it's
right
ridiculous.
Now. I thought it's way. Is it? Oh, is it ridiculous. Ahead of boxing?
Oh man, by
especially for it, women. For it, women, it's not even close.
It's,
right?
It's a look. I
so
like
boxing. I think is trying to. I think that is political. That boxing is trying to
hold on.
Tie themselves to it to hold on and
hold
maintain
on.
Their audience, because they notice that so many of the young audience has switched over.
Well, it's like horse racing. Most people don't realize how popular horse racing was back in the day. It was one of the big three sports. Now you look at it, you don't even include it in your top five or anything in there. It just lost its market.
Yeah, horse racing.
So
that's like sports that aren't there anymore.
Right.
You know, badminton
right.
was actually very wonderful, you know.
Right.
It was very good. Even sports we played, right?
Right. Now, I got to ask you a question. Watch this. Mario, you're the machine. The machine is the money. And the money is, you are all behind what they call the merchandise. The merchandise is Ronda Rousey. It's already been invested in. Who is your better choice for moving forward to say, I really want to put my money behind her? Better chance of success with the merchandising and everything else? Ronda Rousey or Holly Holm?
Oh, I'm not sure, because a defeat doesn't make you less of a marketing thing. It may make it better, right?
Yep, yep.
In other words, if my job is to sell you to the world,
right?
You getting your ass kicked may be great for me. You can't get advertising like this.
Right.
I get it. I'm good. Hey, this is wonderful. You got right. your ass kicked. I'm going to have it all over the headlines everywhere. Ass kicked. Booty
right.
butt. Head right. slam.
Right.
Mario, could you be a little less effective? No. This is you getting your
right.
ass kicked in
right.
every trade magazine.
Right.
So that actually works, Vic.
Right.
I don't know, because to me, Ronda is so well established now with the way she's doing things. I don't think anything changes. I think Holly moves up. But we don't know, because Holly really right now,
right.
despite the fame she's had, hasn't been the plain branding success. There may be a reason for that. Just maybe they haven't tried, or maybe she isn't as marketable. We'll see.
She was what they would call, this was such an overwhelming upset that she wasn't on the radar of that.
But so, I mean, that's
so,
what I'm saying.
So
before
it makes
this,
sense. It's
right,
like Buster
before
Douglas.
This, she wasn't.
No.
So
yeah.
that means she wasn't.
Right.
She wasn't gathering attention before this, right?
Right. And we
Rousey
know,
was. So
right.
this helped whose career the most?
Well, this is what
Rousey's,
I'm saying.
Right?
This is what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to pretend like Mario is what they call, he's one of the
normal.
Successful. No, successful entertainers. Every time there's a winner, here come the celebrity tailgaters. Celebrity tailgaters always wait to get to the championship and then have a word in. So, of course, two people came into mind, both having to support who they thought would be their best bet. But, of course, they wait till after the bout. But before we even get there, Mario, You got two people.
Donald Trump.
That you want behind you.
Because you could even disavow him.
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying branding.
Wait.
See, even if Donald Trump comes out, right, you right. can just say, I cannot accept his support.
Okay, wait a minute.
And it's still great.
Wait a minute. Behind the scenes, you got...
Oh, see, now...
Wait. No, I'm just saying, look, we got Lady Gaga.
Okay, take a look.
And we got Donald Trump. Now, before we go here, who do you think supported... which fighter? Who do you think is the Ronda Rousey supporter versus the Holly Holm?
I think Ronda Rousey is supported by Trump, and I think Holly was supported by Gaga.
Very good. Very good. Because...
Is that true?
It's true. Because Lady Gaga...
Oh, really?
You know, Lady Gaga...
I like her I love her politics.
Well,
I really like Gaga a lot.
Well, she did... Just to give you a point of reference, she referenced... Not at the with the weigh-in that they Ronda didn't want to shake hands, so that made her say, "I'm choosing Holly because she was
a
good sport."
Maybe she has a germaphobe. Maybe she's worried.
No.
How do your hands, Ben? You a boxer? You probably wiping your nose?
No.
In your butt?
No.
I don't know if I want to shake hands with none of these boxers.
Ready?
What kind of habits they got?
So what I'm saying? So
get a germ.
So right now, if you had to say, you know what, I'm on. Ladies' team or Trump's team, based on your answer. Whose team are you on?
I'm not on Donald Trump. He insulted all of Mexico. I love Mexicans.
Which?
I'm sorry. I'm close to them. I grew up in L.A. I need Mexicans around and shit to make up the vibe.
Wait a minute. You just said Trump. In your earlier assessment,
I said if you want to have controversy, what's a branding decision?
No, I said success.
In other words, what I'm saying is, you get into the media by being associated with certain controversial figures.
True.
Right now, Donald Trump is a bigger draw than even Gaga.
Yes, right.
That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
So Donald Trump is a bigger news draw right now than Gaga.
Right.
But you know Gaga, and I love the outfit girl.
So if you
want to have dinner.
So right now, if you were in the position of Holly,
oh man,
and they says somebody's coming to visit you, who would you look forward to the visit? Donald Trump or Lady Gaga?
I'm not. me and Donald are not gonna get along. But here's the thing. That's not necessarily true.
Yeah, see, then you got to be careful, dude.
That's
the machine.
True, because I've had people that I've disagreed with politically.
Right.
Total polar opposites.
Right.
That actually have really liked me a lot.
So.
I end up kind of liking them as much as I tried not to.
Right.
Because people are people. Sometimes
you
find people
Thank
who you hate everything that they're talking about.
Yes, sir.
But when you're alone and having a drink, they're funny as shit.
So my whole point.
So then you go like, I'm trying not to like your ass.
You got
to
pick who?
I'm trying like Donald. See, Donald will be like, Mara, who you want to party with?
Right.
See, Donald will be like that.
Right.
What if I don't talk about the Mexicans tonight, but we go over here and get some of these babes?
Wait a minute.
See, I'll be like, damn, Donald, be talking like that.
And Lady
Gaga said, I got the car and the wine.
Lady Gaga will say, I want you to stand for all the wonderful relationship and women's empowerment and all that. You'll be on that team.
I have to go with Gaga.
See, there we go.
Hey, Donald, I'll hit you up later.
All right. Here we go.
And stop talking about the Mexicans. I'm tired of your ass. See, you know what happens? A lot of assholes like me. I can't help it.
Yeah, hey, look.
And I'm known for that, right, Vic? I'll be the one person.
But, yeah.
They go like, you're the one. They're assholes. They go, you're the one black person I like.
But do you mind? Would you be the kind of person
in
sports to say I will offend people on my way up? Think about that. Would you be that kind of person?
Vic, as you know, I'm never offensive.
Right.
At all. I'm always loving and kind and gracious.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Let me go on to exit out. Let me just exit out. Okay. Exiting out, this is what we're going to do. Since we saw some whoop ass real bad on Monday Night Football, we're talking about Bigfoot into the Bengals' chest. Does this take you away from the possibility that that they can be a Super Bowl contending team? Or are they going to follow the same first round playoff knockout for the fifth year?
No, I think we're going to really see a real contest. The question is, what is it? Cincinnati's been consistent, Vic. Everybody has a bad game. You know how I am about that. You just even as a coach, people say, what do you do?
Right.
I don't even think you do anything. You just throw it out and go next game. So, you know what I'm saying? When you have a bad game, especially when it's bad like that, Vic, and you have a good team.
So it doesn't impact you at all?
No, you just go back and say, listen, everybody take a minute, take a breath, we get back to work.
I'll say this. It makes me have pause.
Well,
because
like
it
little tippy paws,
little cat-like paws. Yeah, little tippy tippy paws,
a bear paws.
Yeah, keep it at 100. Yeah, tippy tippy paws. Look, it was so bad, the showing that they did. This is the weakness in teams like Cincinnati that separate them from Tom Brady, the Patriots, and others who are winners. They always are up at a different level and make sure they say we're going to bring our game.
There's
all the time.
There's a bunch of teams
Cincinnati
a bad game.
Relaxed.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They relax.
Well, they relax.
Yes,
but look around the league at how many people have had a bad game. There's a bunch of them. You know, Buffalo.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them there, and they had amazingly. Miami. Cincinnati lose by 45. You know, or even, you know, and Detroit just won, right?
Right. Yeah. Look, let me say this.
Okay.
There's the first half of the season, and there's the second half, and they'll tell you the number one priority to wait for. The first half of the season, you're just hoping your ass don't get injured so you're healthier as you move to the second half. And there's going to be some teams that's going to step up because they are more healthy, in a healthy position to compete. So if I'm doing my fantasy sports right now, I'm looking at health first, because there's some injured players around the league that's just looking to get in the game. Look at Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys. They're 2-7.
Do I have to? Romo's
coming back.
I don't really want to look at the Dallas Cowboys.
They may not make it. They may not make it. But it's because of the injury bugs. The injury bugs. So to me, if you're doing your projections, look at the health.
No, it's not the injury bugs. It's really I shook my magic beads, and I put the magic curse on them. Ooga booga. Booga booga.
I'm out of sports.
Eeny, meeny, chili, beeny.
I'm out. I'm exiting. You can get out of here, dude. I'm done. I'm done. Let it go.
My magic beads. Don't fuck with my magic beads.
Hey, man, I'm done. Nudie sports. That's it, man. We'll talk. We'll talk later, man.
My beads. Everybody.
Gotta go, man.
Victor Allen's Nudie sports. There he goes. Rubbing his head against the wall just to bring you sports. That's right. Victor Allen's Nudie sports is a recurring segment. The Marty Coffee with Mario show. You can get it every week right in your box. Just like a yeast infection, it'll be there. Great for you. Hey! Lotion and cream! Yeah! What? Yeah! All right, that's Victor Allen, New News Sports.
Nice.
Yeah!
Getting all ready.
Right. Hot Picks coming up.
Yes, sir.
Get ready. That's right. Get your robe open. Loose fitting cotton clothing. We'll be right there for you. See ya. Don't want to be ya. Donuts. Where's the donuts?
All right, it's that time. You know what time it is. It's that time to sit back and keep it real. This is the, I wish I could sit back and get more value to viewing pictures based on entertainment, female celebrities most of the time, but it is Hot Picks. And as far as I'm concerned, it's my rules. My rules say they're all hot. They're all 10s. You guys just have to determine, are they 10 enough for you? You know something, Mark? Are we in the age of what we call the reality? It rules, unscripted reality. Are we at that time now? We will never go back from this. This is here. It's endemic in our
entertainment. It's wonderful.
It's our time.
There's never been so much pornography available. So adolescent males have plenty to occupy their time.
All right, then. All right.
Happy time.
So this is what we're doing. The hottest reality TV bad girls of all time. Which means that's not necessarily the ones that's now. Because everybody has to realize some stories are yet to unfold. And this is part one, because you can't get everybody in this. And not everybody watches every reality show. So, you have to combine two things. The reputation that they're a bad girl, the reality that they're a bad girl, and the success that they're a bad girl. And then you do it all within a picture. You ready for this, man? You sure?
Okay, I got my robe open.
Okay, the first woman up. She's probably the most successful financially as it relates to success, Paris Hilton. She got started in her reality, launched with a sex tape. She didn't need the money, but she did the sex
tape. It's amazing how many of them started with a sex tape.
That's right. That's right. So here's the thing. We're talking about baddest TV girls. Their whole nature is that they're bad girls. How bad is Paris Hilton on your eye?
Not that bad. I enjoy Paris. I certainly would have lunch. But she's trying to, it's like Michael Jackson when he was going, I'm bad.
Oh, wait.
I'm really bad.
I'm going to put you in a role.
Say, okay.
I'm going to put you in a role. I'm going to say this. Watch this.
You're bad.
Watch this. I am Baron Hilton of the Hotel Hilton Empire. So we roll with quality, glamour. We are upper level.
You just did glamour. Shit behind doors.
Wait a minute. So here we are. This is the extension of what we call right. The legacy, the fortune. Based on that,
right.
Is she a bad girl in their eyes, man?
I mean, no.
Okay.
I think that they know what Granddaddy did behind the scenes.
Right.
And they're really saying, I think they're all going, she's just like your father. She's just like your grandfather.
Right.
She's continuing, and they all have a family of freaks. The only thing they're mad about is she let people know. But okay. But I think they all know that they're a family full of freaks. Like the Kennedys.
Okay.
Okay.
So on
no
your
offense, and that's not meant as I'm just saying they know
right.
That when it comes to their other side, that there's one there.
So
they just don't want to talk about it in public.
So the bad girl rating for you is at what? Bad girl.
As a bad girl?
Remember, the hottest
six.
TV. So reality bad TV bad
yeah,
girl.
She's
to
six.
All right, got you. Everybody else went
as
eight.
As a bad girl.
Everybody else.
I think Kim kicked her in the ass. And a bunch of people have by now, Vic.
Right. So
I have to give her a lukewarm six.
But you know what you have to also do? These are the trailblazers.
Right, because remember what
they
you
trailblazed
asked.
In different things. Right.
I know, understand. But you gave me this thing. You
that's
said
right.
As because as that I gotta put her down there.
Right.
Even though I think she does great and she's very hot for a skinny girl.
Right. Got you.
Okay.
Everybody else went eight. PMC, Mac, Brick. All of them, everybody said eight. So Mario's
generous.
So that lets you know that Mario's really disappointed.
But I paid attention to your question. Your question said
right.
As a reality bad girl.
Right.
She's not bad. She's not that bad. She tries to tell you I'm bad.
Have you seen the video?
I'm really bad. Yeah, I was falling asleep. Man, you wanna see the boringest sex tape in the world? And it was long and boring.
All right. Okay.
Paris Hilton has sex like she don't want to mess up her hair.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We all had one of them, right?
Okay.
They so pretty, they act like they don't want to sweat.
I got you. I got you.
That was the most boring sex tape I've ever seen.
Okay.
Kim's wasn't great.
All right. Well, okay. This will be interesting.
How none of them were great.
We'll see what your next one is. Let's roll up to the next one because she expanded her empire. She's reality, but is she reality bad girl? And is that Tyra Banks?
Yeah, next she did it with model. A lot more class and style.
Yes, she did.
And ownership. So she did it with class, style, dispelled a reality actually impacted perceptions about looks and standards. You know, I tried, you know, Tyra was not who I thought she was. I kind of saw her as some stuck-up model girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I got into watching anything that she ever did, all she ever did was make me gain more respect for her.
Right.
In all the different areas. And plus, she's still fine. No, Vic, she's a good... She's not that bad, but,
she's bad.
She's the other one.
What kind of bad?
Paris is not even that one. Because Tyra is bad.
But wait, Paris doesn't have to be the other one.
But she had family money, so none of it she did.
Right.
Tyra did all of it. She's bad.
Okay,
so she gets, for me, she's up there. 10.
So watch this.
Fashion, entrepreneur, smarts. Watch sexiness, this. 10.
Her projection as a bad girl on reality TV, where does she rank?
What kind of, I said she's bad.
No. Reality TV bad
she's
girl.
She's not a reality TV bad girl.
That's what I said. So.
But she's bad, so she still gets a 10.
She does.
Because she's bad. B-A-A-D.
Right.
She's wait. B-A-A-A-D.
So you get
bad.
So you. So,
B-A-A-B-A-Y-A-D.
See, I know. In other words, she's a badass success story, but she's not what they call the bad girl image played on reality
but
TV.
But she's bad.
I know. I know what you're doing.
But in all those categories, when you're that strong, you're that hard, that bad.
Right.
That's like Beyonce. I mean, she's probably in. Okay. She's up in that group.
That's not necessarily the bad girl image.
Right.
Though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We'll all see right. Who's bad out of your group.
All right. Let's go to the next. Let's go to the next. I know. This is interesting. That's why I said the hottest reality TV bad girls. And we go to the Hills show, reality show, with featuring Heidi Montag. Now.
Is she bad?
Yes.
Badass.
See, right. She's bad.
She's a badass rat.
She's bad. So I'm just saying.
I don't even like big titties.
And just letting you know.
And I like those.
Everybody else on everybody else prior to for Tyra Banks got 10s across the board. Mac went 12 for Tyra Banks. Just letting you know, that was kind of the obvious.
Tied for the same reasons.
The reasons that doesn't say that her image is a bad girl.
Well, we'll see how many of your girls are bad.
That's right.
So far, you ain't had a bad one yet.
Yes, wait a minute. We had a bad one.
Who was bad?
Paris.
She is not bad.
Look at the video.
Okay, she bad.
No, well, she
like,
is.
I'm
bad. She's bad at being bad.
I am bad.
Bad at being
bad. Oh, she's bad. She's like holding her purse. I am bad, Mario. I said, let's go to lunch, Paris. Okay, you bad.
All right, let's go.
It's like I'm ghetto.
All right. Now, if you guys don't follow the Hills.
I get, well, yeah, but Heidi bad, she fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
You know what? Here's the thing, too.
Right.
I still stick by my Paris thing because Paris has got a pretty face. And a cute little skinny body.
Right.
Her body can't be on the same page with none of these babes.
No.
I'm just saying, that's why she ranked the six. You know, sometimes some of these women make your woman look like a little boy. I didn't even say little girl.
Right.
I said, these women will make your woman look like a little boy.
I feel you.
That's
on
what
it.
They do to
I look.
Standing next to her, you go like shit.
Remember, there's the physical. There's some bad girls who just have presence because they're just badass.
I give her a 9, though. Heidi, yeah.
Okay. Heidi gets a 9 from Mario, gets a 10 from Mac. PMC just says 10 just because.
These are best men.
Wait a minute. They're just going just because?
That's it.
They're breast men. Look at that. 10. David probably looking at it.
You know
David,
what?
David, get your hands out your pockets. You're not counting change.
This is just because?
Tell
okay.
You
guys,
stop
you know
that.
What? Let me tell you.
It's not happy time.
First of all, you guys are voting on the physical. You don't really care if she's a bad girl or not. You're just going to say how... I know what you guys are
our
doing.
Our opinions are changing as we go through the show.
Yeah, that's...
That's your fault.
That's not.
Manipulation.
All right. Let's just keep going. Somebody who started something way back, it's like having caviar. Do you remember caviar? Do you remember For the Love of Ray J? Caviar.
But I did watch. He had some crazy babes on there. Yeah, one is like straight up psychotic. The one that went on meds.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
No, he had some crazy.
Okay.
These are like the women that give you a drip.
Okay, Mario.
I'm just saying.
This is hot pants.
Betty's a condom.
You're supposed to assess their bad girl.
I just say, not like chlamydia sexual... ready to happen.
How do you know?
HPV.
Okay.
I'm just saying, this is how you pick up something.
And let me say this. So I'm going to give you guys an idea.
I give her a chance.
Watch this. Mario was a young man. As we all are.
I didn't get herpes.
So even if people put warning signs out there, he still went after him. So which time are we talking about? The Mario old or new?
Guess you have to change up what you do.
That's right. So you giving her a 10?
I'm giving her a 10 because she's righteously look bad.
Oh, wait a minute. Is she a bad girl?
This girl looks nasty, yes. She looks like she has unsafe sex. I think this woman here goes unsafe.
You think so?
I'll ask David. David, what do you think? I think David, she looks like she would have unsafe sex, Vic. I'm sorry to say.
You guys are probably all in the same place. All nines except Mario. You went 10, right?
I said 10.
Yeah, so I'm
not like it unsafe.
Everybody else went 9. And I'm not sure what they're voting on because, you know, I don't get anybody going. I'm not getting any feedback about, oh, yeah, man, bad girl, watch the show, watch the reality, watch the video. Man, she's bad. She has a bad attitude. Man, she's mean as hell.
They're
not doing this right now.
No, they're just happy.
They're just happy times.
TMC too.
All right. All right.
Mama's gone.
Let's go to the next. It's real simple. We're going to take you to the land of where you sit back and say the body screams, but when your attitude screams even louder, which one takes precedent?
Attitude. I pass.
Do it, man.
Some people I don't want to do just because I can't deal with the
Real Housewives of Atlanta. No. Mark, you can't. That means she's successful in being a bad girl.
You would want a boner.
Wait a minute. We're talking about bad girl. Does she have a bad attitude?
Yeah, she's bad.
So that means she should get
a 10. She's bad, like bad.
Right, she should get a 10.
Bad. I pass.
Yo, man.
This is the one I say, Mac, this is on you.
Wait a minute.
This is what I tell Vic. It's on you.
It's a 10.
It's on you, bro.
It's a 10.
This is yours. Right up your alley.
I don't even have
to. You look good in your bed.
No.
Yeah, that's why I tell Vic she would look really good in your bed.
Wait.
She don't need to be in my bed.
Think about it.
Oh, hell no.
Think about it.
Hell no.
So, Mark.
She's like Naomi Campbell. I'll pass. I don't care. She's fine. I don't care. Their personality makes them unattractive.
Wait a minute. Let me do this.
I'll pass.
No, you're not passing.
Oh.
Okay,
I'll give her a score.
No.
She's a 9.
No, she's not a 9. You know why she's not a 9?
Why?
Because she actually fits the criteria of having a bad attitude, which is a bad girl, which
Michael
is a 10.
Michael Jackson said he was bad.
You know, you can't have it both
ways. Why are we defining bad? Bad, really, bad, really bad.
Bad.
Bad. Bad and bad. Bad and bad.
All right.
I'm just saying, who you more likely would want to duct tape their mouth after sex? I'm just saying.
Let me say
I've
this.
I've seen her. She, Vic, you're the one who liked her in the beginning.
Wait.
I saw her in those reality shows. That babe is nuts.
Which means she's successful, babe.
I passed.
You got to get a score.
You can have it.
No.
I gave her a 9.
If she's that bad, she gets a 10.
Why are you trying to influence my vote?
Because you don't want to give her credit.
I'm calling the voting commissioner.
You know what? I'm calling the voting. Wait a minute.
This is tampering.
He's tampering with my vote. I'm doing martial law right now. He gives her credit for being so bad, but don't want to give her a 10.
I don't want to give her.
But then he goes around and gives Tyra Banks a 10 because she's not a bad girl.
She's one of the women you want to see in a bondage movie.
Come on, man. I'm sorry. I'm giving her a 10 for you.
You want to see her the receiving end of a bondage movie.
He's trying to sit back and take away credit for what she's been good at being
bad. I'm sorry. You asked the first question. Is her personality? That was the first question.
The reality.
Yeah. Face in the pillow.
Yeah.
Face in the pillow.
All right. Here we go.
I'm saying face in the pillow.
Okay. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to roll back and see who's first to last. You ready for this? You can take it from the top, Mark. It's going to be easy.
Well,
this is part one now. Wait a minute. Got one more.
About to say it together.
Got to go one more. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. The queen of social media. To let you know that you threw me off so much that I forgot
Why
about the queen.
Me?
Because the queen
That's
of social
nasty
media.
Photos.
I can't. Wait a minute. I can't wait
nasty
to see.
Ass, hot
this
pants.
Is my bed. This is my bad. Because I saw what I call bias evaluation. But now we get to the person who, to me, I'm going to say this. their popularity in reality as it relates to social media is greater to me than the actual reality shows. She's the only one, and I'm saying, but is she a bad girl? Why?
She doesn't
Kim Kardashian.
She done taking ass away from the sisters. Black women used to claim ass. Like they owned all ass. All ass belonged to black women.
Right.
That ain't true now. Now give an example. And Armenian women are being looked at because of them. So breasts and hips. Now people talking about there are other people in this world with ass besides African American women. There's other people to ask. There's international ass. There's ass of all flavors.
Right.
So as an ass connoisseur,
and you know what you're doing.
I say let's go.
So you're only grading the picture on is she a bad girl?
Yeah, ask that too. Ten.
That's what it's based
on. I'm sorry, the ass too. Ass has a way of getting into your mind, and then you just have ass thoughts.
Ish.
So I'm sorry. I got caught up in the ass.
See, the part that I'm trying to recognize is that these women are successful in the ventures that they partaked in, that they went after. They went after it knowing that it would make them more successful. So they are badass girls for being enterprising. But as a reality show, is she bad or is she just cooperative?
She bad.
Okay. All right.
Took down Kanye. Okay. She bad. All the sisters say, God damn. They're taking all the black men. I said, well, yell your shit.
Oh,
step it up. Step it up.
Oh, my goodness. I'm looking
at... They got mad at me, Vic. I know. PMC, they hating.
When you hate somebody, that means they're successful.
All of a sudden, when it comes to her ass, they wonder what you look at at 40. All the other asses, they didn't care.
Let me see this. Watch this.
Now they worried about her ass when she's 50.
The good thing about this, when people take time to hate you, that means you're successful at something, right?
I guess.
So you guys are hating because she's successful at being who she is. But that's okay. Let me give you the scores across for Kim. Mario gave her 10, PMC 9, Max 7, and Brick 9. I'm kind of shocked because I think they hate more than...
They do.
That's
they have
right.
a hater disease.
They do. You
and
guys
they
hate.
Still got their hands in their pockets. Get your, stop that while the show's on.
Okay.
Brick Lay.
Let's just roll it from top
tell
to bottom.
Y'all.
We'll find out within our room who's the most successful. Okay, take it from the top. You ready?
Coming from the top, we started with Paris, whose name is in the news today in a different way, but there's Paris Hilton. Tyra Banks, hips that sink ships. Ah! One of the best foreheads. Okay, then you had Heidi Montag from the Hills with a rack. Sun doesn't set. Oh, look at that, looking sexy good. And then, of course, you had Caviar from the Love of Ray J. Sneaky Snack. I just said get it tested. That's all I'm saying.
You're just wrong.
Get it tested, man. Okay, then you got, you got drama queen Kenya Moore. Is psycho worth having sex? I said I'd pass, but y'all look at the ass. And then, of course, we had Kim Kardashian, where all the haters came out. That's okay, Kim. You take an ass to a new centerpiece, baby, endorse you. Can I get a cousin?
Okay, you know
Can
what?
Can I get a Kardashian cousin?
Okay.
With her own money.
All right. Now that Mario put all those adjectives in there and painted this picture, which I call it a biased picture.
What do you mean?
Biased picture. We're going to roll back from sixth to first place, and I'll drop the names, Mario. You ready for this?
I'm ready, Vic.
Sixth place, last place, unfortunately, Paris Hilton.
Be predictable, because again,
I knew it. They
make her body like she's a little boy.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. That's okay. Fifth place, shockingly, Kim Kardashian.
It's not shocking.
Yes,
I'm
it is. It's because you guys
I
are hating
black men. Sometimes.
But you guys are hating on the woman.
This black women. This is a sign of how dedicated and faithful Mac and P and
no, they just hate
are to your ass.
Let me ask you this,
Mario. Black men in our chat room just are loyal to black booty.
Mario.
If
Mac, PMC, Brick, all of them were single men, and Kim saw them out socially and came up and went to talk to them.
Mac would pee his pants.
How would they act? How would they act?
Like me, like a damn fool. We be drooling.
That's right.
I get the abba-bobba. That's
right.
Abba,
See, in other words, you know what they say? You hide behind the mic. You hide behind the app, but in real time, you know she came
up. I want to hide behind her ass.
That's a small boy. All right.
I don't even, like I said, those. She looked luscious.
Okay, let's go to
some
fourth.
Some people just look luscious.
Fourth like, place. Fourth ooh. Place. You got, sometimes when you want to eat like the upper class, you got to go caviar. In fourth place, caviar.
Just get it tested.
You know what? That's all right.
How many of y'all think she has a sexually transmittable disease?
Okay, let's go to the third place. I'm not trying to do this. I'm not trying to paint that picture.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm disavowing anything that he's saying.
35%
of my that's not part of it. This is somebody who's having a hard time.
Bad pussy out there.
Hey, right now, just go look at his history. All right, let's go to third place. Magic. Third place, Heidi.
Heidi, there she is. Heidi. Heidi bad. Heidi bad.
She is. And of course, second place, which gives you your first
Heidi
place.
Heidi bad.
Second place, as much as you hate her, she came in second. That's Kenya Moore.
Oh, psycho.
Right.
Psycho. Y'all can have her. I right. pass. And, I'm trading it. And I'm trading
wait
her.
A minute. And number one, the reality show bad girl is Tyra Banks. How is this? This is so off the beat.
Why are you trying to comment on our vote?
She's a bad girl.
Trying to influence our vote.
Tyra Banks.
Tyra, we give it a pie. We love Tyra.
She's
best forehead.
The bad girl.
I love your forehead.
Show. Wow.
Girl.
Wow.
She's local.
This is men just looking at.
I like
at
Tyra. I'm sorry. She class.
No.
Girl, your mama raised you good.
You see, this is.
You bad.
This is part when they say when you're so successful, people hate your success.
All right, let's go eat.
I'm out, man. Hot picks.
Tyra, that's hot picks, y'all. Big that was it. Hot picks. Hot picks. Yeah. Yeah. Nigga snack. Well, that's the show for today. We're going to be here tonight. Remember, it's Triple Banger Night, which is not as good as it sounds, but sort of gets there.
Yeah.
That's right. DJ Miko. We're going to find out if she's going to be here at 7.
Yeah.
If not, I'll be having the artificial intelligence begin the DJ show.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock, the Quiet Storm, we will find out if DJ Miko going to be here, Candace Renee Rice, because right now they have the struggle buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And with the struggle buggy, you never know if they can get here through that LA's terrible rapid transport system,
yeah,
which is getting improved. But Vic and I will be here tonight, and I'll dress appropriately. Of course, it may not give you the same thrills, but you know, what can
yeah.
I say?
Yeah.
I'll try to show you something. So be here tonight, and then the I Victor, well, who knows, too? All of that. Tonight, who knows what the hell we're programming. Shit's all up in the air. Who gives a shit anyway?
Right. That's it.
We'll be here tonight. Mm. All right, y'all. So we know what we say on the way out, Vic?
No.
Ain't
no. No.
I don't know what we say either.
No.
And we say anything?
We say whatever we want to say, man. I'm just disappointed at you guys' biased selection.
You just don't no, be biased. Tyra, so leave Tyra alone. She's not going to buy and take you to lunch.
She's a reality
she's not
TV Tyra, bad girl.
You can take me
she's
oh, your
a
mom.
Bad girl. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's
just, I don't know. Go back to cosmetology.
So you like cosmetology.
I can't even say the word.
Thank you, dear cat.
Yes, older, that would be me. Got me thinking about putting
thank
down
you,
the
David.
Mic one day then I get
living
some
old
for the love you gotta play. Hey, what can I say? I'm a Leo to the finish, man. I love God so my faith won't diminish, man. Once I step up to the mic, I speak truth. Hip hop wasn't designed to exploit the black youth, but somewhere along the lines we dropped the ball, yeah. I mean that man in the mirror, yeah, that ball dude. But now I'm back to right the wrongs of my past world. So long you want this off my wrist like my name's Earl. Articulate my thoughts clearly like Professor Les. Do you remember Rap City with Deja and Les? I'm looking at the front door, bless the main source. You fool, yeah, wait till I hit you with the main course. I was spitting when you was a kid, you doing what I did. You know I still got it, why you brag about it? I be on solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA. I was spitting when you was a kid, you doing what I did. You know I still got it, why you brag about it? I be on solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA.
Y'all think you're damn better than this? I think I'm not damn good at this. You know, but then you're okay, then. You're damn good at this.
Listen to Tribe, push it along. You like my raps, but really I write song, write song. I like to do it like this once in a while to show some versatility and make you all smile. It's been a long time coming, I know, I feel it too. The more I take a break, it's like the more I break through with my time with space boy funk. I'm on point and bless this microphone every time I anoint the pen, the pad. I face the bad head on, escape inside the music, see my diaries, the song and song till I write my next verse, then I go again.
What's wrong with me? I'm sitting
on that. I gotta flow again. This ain't just music to me, it's like my recipe. To be honest, it's more creative tranquility. This ain't just music to me, it's like my recipe. To be honest, it's more creative tranquility. I was spitting when you was a kid. You doing what I did, you know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I be on the solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA. I was spitting when you was a kid. You doing what I did, you know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I be on the solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA. They say they get me, I don't think they ever got me. My name's Kowalski, but they call me Kawasaki. I'm a line of funds, but in real life I'm more like Chachi or Cola. I told you, I'm funky like granola. Bars, can't you see that I'm a star? Who pumps his own gas in the cold really fast? As I pass on your gold diggy stash, I'd rather make my own money, not advance me on money. I was spitting when you was a kid. You do know what I did, you know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I be on the solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA. I was spitting when you was a kid. You do know what I did, you know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I be on the solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA.